5:03 to go, second half. Remember, South made a big comeback last year in Mobile. Auburn was able to get the big bucket. Powell, right wing, three switch.
What a night that young man is.
21 in his first college start, Sonny. Justin Powell joins us tonight on the postgame show presented by Regions Bank. 26 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, 7 of 9 from the field, all from 3-point. And he joins us now on the Regions Bank postgame show. Justin, congratulations. You've had a minute or two to think about your first college start. Just talk about it a little bit.
Thank you. Appreciate it. But it was a real good start. We started out really well. Guys were moving the ball. Guys knocking down shots. We just need to keep that momentum throughout the game.
Mentioned it to Coach Pearl that it appeared you were really shooting the ball with confidence tonight. Just talk about your mindset going into this, knowing you were about to get your very first college start tonight.
BP's got a lot of confidence in me, and he told me just whenever I'm open, just knock down a shot. And that goes credit to all the other guys out there, because they were finding me the whole night. And, you know, that's credit to everybody out there, because they were finding me in wide open shots. I couldn't do anything else but just knock it down.
22 of 41 from the three-point line tonight for Auburn. The 22 points sets an Auburn school record and ties an SEC record. How much of that was the fact that you were playing a team that was playing primary zone, and how much of that was the fact that you guys were shooting the ball well tonight?
I think a lot of it contributed towards that. You know, we got to the line a little bit, but towards the end, we just needed to knock them down. And, you know, they were playing zone the whole night, so it was hard to kind of get in the lane. So we had to rely on our jump shot a little bit more.
They were able to get to the basket quite a bit, and especially down the stretch. Just thoughts about this when they started to make their comeback in this one. What was Coach Pearl saying in the timeouts? What was the instruction coming from the sideline?
He was just telling us to calm down a little bit, because we were getting a little distracted, and we were not playing our pace, and we just needed to play our pace. And we were up, so we just needed to take care of the ball and just slow down, and we would win the game if we could make our free throws.
You mentioned in the pregame show tonight that you played probably about 50% point guard in high school, and you've been asked to play a lot of point guard so far for Auburn tonight. If you would just talk about that aspect of your game, because you come out of high school known primarily as a shooter, and you shot the ball extraordinarily well tonight, but talk about your ability to play at the point in a true freshman year.
I mean, I think it helps me down in the long run, because you know, down the road I'm a combo guard right now, so playing the one and the two is gonna help me ultimately. And BP's got a lot of confidence in me to run the one, so, you know, get him having all the confidence in me, that helps me have all the confidence in myself and lead the guys and go out there and run the team as the point guard.
Justin Powell, our guest on the Regions Bank postgame show. As the Tigers win it. What a nice way to respond after such a tough shooting night, Justin, in Orlando earlier this week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now a week and a day to prepare for Memphis. A big game. It'll be a big stage in Atlanta. What do you think you guys work on here in the next 7 days as you get ready to face the Memphis Tigers?
Just a lot of focus stuff. You know, we had a lot of, I think defense is the main thing we need to focus on right now. Just eliminating the line drives and all that. So if we can do that, I think we'll be good. We just need to pack in a little bit more, and we need to have each other's backs. And I think if we can do that, we're good. But throughout this next week, just knock down some shots in practice, get open shots, just crisp things up a little bit, and just work on our defense a little bit more.
Nice work out there tonight, Justin. Thank you for the visit. War Eagle.
Thank you, sir. War Eagle.
77-63 Auburn, left corner, Jamal Johnson three. And there's the record. 22 threes on the night on the bucket from the left corner from Jamal Johnson. Joined now by Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl. Coach, congratulations on the win. Boy, the outside shot was there for you tonight, and you certainly took advantage of that.
Well, Andy, we shot it really well. You know, to have 22 three balls, I think that's an Auburn record. I think it ties an SEC record. And obviously, you know, we shot a great percentage. You know, the great concern is the two-point game. You know, not having the guys in there that we could throw it in there and get some baskets around a basket. And think about it. You know, I think a lot of it is having such a young front line with, you know, Dylan Call was a freshman, Stretch playing really his first year, JT Thor, freshman. Jalen Williams absolutely could be that guy for us. And he, Al Flanagan, Chris Moore need to do a better job of getting us a little bit more of an inside game. But shared the ball, 24 assists on 30 baskets. Great, great inside out. And it was fun to watch offensively.
What was the key to the quick start tonight, Coach?
Well, we made shots, obviously. You know, we got the looks we wanted to. I mean, I thought Justin Powell, you look at his stat line, 26 points, 9 assists, 1 turnover. That's a pretty good home debut for a freshman. I don't know how many freshmen. That might be the best, that might be as good a home debut for a freshman as there's been, period. You know, he responded to the start. He's been one of our most consistent performers. And, you know, you talk about having a high basketball IQ. You know, growing up in the state of Kentucky and playing that kind of basketball against that kind of competition, there's a lot to be said for it. He reminds me of the, you know, that's Southern Indiana for 9 years. And I was in Milwaukee for 4 years, and we played against a lot of kids from Indiana, Kentucky, in that area. They played, they're tough, and they have very high basketball IQ.
He wasn't the only one, but he certainly shot the ball with confidence, it appeared, tonight.
Well, I mean, he sure did. He had 7 for 9 from three. I thought that Alan Flanagan obviously shot it really well. You know, Jalen made 2, JT made 3, you know, Devin made 4, Jamal made a couple. I mean, there was great, great balance, and that makes us hard to guard against that, you know, obviously against that zone. South Alabama was much smaller than we were. You know, I'm concerned, very concerned about our defense, very concerned about the fact that South Alabama was able to get to the rim, shoot the percentage that they shot, 60% in the second half, 52% for the game. That's not going to win a lot of basketball games this year.
Coach, on the other hand, after such a tough shooting night in Orlando on Monday, you came back tonight, and perhaps it's the fact that they played that zone and really didn't come out of the zone much. They forced you to shoot outside, but you responded shooting that outside jumper tonight.
Yep, no question. It played in, you know, did play into our hands a little bit. It is our strength, and I don't think we're going to see much zone the rest of the way.
What do you do with regard to the penetration defensively, Coach, as you now have a week and a day to prepare for a really good Memphis ball club coming up?
You know, I told the guys that Shuma and Isaac aren't in the NBA because of their offense. They're in the NBA because of their defense. And I this week, I'm going to look for guys that are going to be able to physically step up and guard. And those are the guys who are going to play.
You've talked about how big a weekend this is for Auburn. You started it in a good way tonight, Coach. Congratulations, and War Eagle.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, guys.